Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Elaine. As Elaine said, I'm Anna Deshoon. I'm the Senior Project Manager with the National Dementia Office. I started with the office in February, which was actually just last month. Feels a bit longer. So what I'm going to speak to you today about is the, I suppose, the National Dementia Strategy, just to put the Understand Together campaign in context. So I'll be briefly looking at the strategy, looking at the office. I'm not sure if you are aware that the office exists and what we do. And then the Understand Together campaign, which is one of the work streams currently rolling out in order to implement the strategy. So as you know, the National Dementia Strategy was launched in December 2014. And the strategy really seeks to progress the dual and overarching principles of personhood and citizenship. They're the two pillars that everything in the strategy is based on. So what it's seeking to do is enable people with dementia to maintain their identity, resilience and dignity by recognising that they are valued, self-determined citizens who, along with their carer, have the right to be fully included as active citizens in society. So I suppose, in a way, we're preaching to the converted here. In essence, the will, preferences and priorities of people with dementia and their families, as appropriate, should inform the supports and services that are provided for them. Okay, so the strategy, in order to sort of take that vision and make it a reality, it identified six areas of priority action. One being better awareness and understanding of dementia. The second being timely diagnosis and early intervention. Then integrated services and supports for people with dementia and their family carers. Training and education was another of the priority action areas. Research and information systems and leadership. So there is work ongoing in all of those priority action areas. Some people have made reference to them. The Prepared Project is one of the big pieces of work happening in training and education. But there's lots of work happening around the country. What I want to focus on today is the better awareness and understanding. And really the Understand Together campaign, which I'm sure you're all aware of and have seen the logo and the branding of, is sort of the main piece of that priority action area. Just briefly to mention the office. So the National Dementia Office was established in 2015. And the office has responsibility really for overseeing the implementation and the monitoring and the evaluation of the strategy. So that's what we are there for. The office is led by Mary Manning. She is the manager. And then there's myself and Eimear Begley, who are the senior project managers in that office. And I suppose when you look at the role of the office, really what we're about is connecting the dots. It's looking at all the work that's going on, making sure that it's that the learning from the work that's ongoing is connected, that it's feeding into where it needs to be fed into. And it's also connecting not just with dementia-specific or dementia-appropriate work, but with all work streams like the clinical care programme for older people, the integrated care programme. We're connecting with mental health. We're connecting with intellectual disability services. So it's looking at that really big picture of dementia, what's happening around the country, and how can we make sure that what's happening is being used to its maximum potential. So that's the work of the office. So the campaign, as I said, better awareness and understanding was one of the key priority action areas. And what they did when they began looking at this area was they did a very in-depth piece of research. And they actually had face-to-face interviews with over 1,000 people, many people with dementia and carers. They had questionnaires. And they were asking people, well, what do you need to know? What is it that's needed out here amongst the general public, for people with dementia, for their families and carers? And it was based on the findings of that piece of research that the key messages of the campaign were developed. So you've all, I'm sure, hopefully, have seen the logo. The campaign aims to increase awareness and understanding about dementia. It also aims to inspire individuals and communities to take steps to embrace and include people affected by dementia in Ireland. So it's kind of, there's two parts to the campaign. There's one about increasing awareness and understanding, and that's connected to reducing stigma, allowing people to understand better what the condition is, both people who have dementia and also their carers and the general public. But of course, there's no point in increasing awareness unless you're going to do something to increase the supports that are available. Once people become aware of the importance of continuing to be involved in their communities, of early diagnosis, early intervention. So that's the second sort of arm or stream of the campaign. So increasing awareness, reducing stigma, I've mentioned that, promoting understanding and empathy, highlighting risk and prevention, improving understanding among health professionals, and creating more inclusive and supportive communities for people with dementia and their loved ones. So they're the aims of the campaign. Now, the campaign is being rolled out on a phased basis. The first phase has come to an end, or is coming to an end. It ran from September last year to March of this year. You may have heard the radio ads. That was one of kind of the main pieces of the first phase of the campaign, because the first phase of the campaign was really about that raising awareness piece. How do we raise awareness? I have some of the... So we have some of the key messages there. Dementia is caused by disease. It's not a normal part of aging. Keeping in touch means more than you know. So all of these, you may have seen them up on billboards or seen them in different places during this phase of the campaign. So what's happening now? Phase two is currently being developed. And what phase two is attempting to do is to build on the first phase, so build on the work that's been done on promoting better awareness of what dementia is and what it isn't, its prevalence and who it affects. And then there's a shift in focus now coming up in this phase of the campaign, and that's to look at how people with dementia and their loved ones can live well and how everyone can play a part in making this happen. So this is the shift in focus from just increasing that awareness and understanding to actually sort of inspiring people to act, to get involved, to make those small actions that can make such a big difference. So the first phase, and actually one of the indicators we have of the success of the first phase, is that the Alzheimer's Society, who are one of our partners, I should have mentioned that actually, the Alzheimer's Society and Genio are the partners on this campaign. They saw nearly a 20% increase in calls to their helpline during the first phase of the campaign. And they actually saw nearly tripling the number of people who were ringing with concerns about their own mental, own cognitive well-being and own cognitive health. So, you know, the campaign has reached the audience that we were hoping to reach, which is fantastic. That's just some of the visuals that you'll be seeing coming up. So what are the objectives? What are they hoping to do in this phase of the campaign? So firstly, it's about communities and ensuring that communities are better adapted to support the day-to-day experience and inclusion of people with dementia. It's about inspiring people and enabling people to provide small practical supports for people with dementia and their families as part of our shared community life. So it's not necessarily about developing dementia-specific supports. It's about looking at how people who have a diagnosis of dementia continue to remain active in the groups that they have always been active in. We're also looking at businesses and organisations. How can we make, like Kinsale being an age-friendly town, how can we make our towns and cities more dementia-friendly? And a lot of that, of course, is the people that we interact with, all of us interact with every day. We go to the post office, we go to the bank, we go to the local shop. So we have a lot of businesses and organisations who are partners in this campaign. And what we're providing for them is training and education to their staff and ideas of how they can adapt their services to better include people with dementia and their loved ones. And then we want to look at signposting, and I suppose that's that single point of contact piece, and that came out really, really strongly in the research. I just need one place to go. It seems like there's so many different places where there's information. Where can I go? Just one place, a one-stop shop. So we're looking at signposting and pathways through the HSE, because the HSE can be a difficult beast to navigate, and the health services, community supports available, so that there's somewhere that people can see what's available to them on the larger scale, okay? How are we going to do that? So to meet the objectives, one of the, I suppose, big communication pieces in this phase, you'll see television ads coming on board towards the sort of third quarter of this year. The radio ads are going to continue, social media, billboards, everything that has been on. So we're increasing, hopefully, the number of people we're reaching with those messages around dementia, increasing understanding, increasing awareness. We're continuing to develop the Understand Together website. So the website is live at the moment, but it's now that the work is being done to make it a really, really valuable resource. And with the website, what we're hoping is that we'll have that one-stop shop. One of the pieces of work that's happening at the moment is a review of dementia-specific community services that are available, and that's going to go up as a directory of services on the website. We're also looking at putting together a repository of good practice so that we can capture all of the initiatives, community initiatives, pilot projects, have it in one place so people who want to do similar work can actually go here, have a look, see what other people have done, get their contact details, and just get that connection, because very often the really good work that happens is because of an individual who's inspired, because of a group who feel empowered to do something. So what we're attempting to do with our repository is have somewhere that allows people and facilitates those connections. And of course, there will be additional information on dementia, on the condition itself. We're looking at doing a review of education and training materials, putting that up so people can go to see, well, what education is available, where can I access it? And then the piece, I suppose, that I really want to highlight today is that we want to connect with local organisations, with groups and community initiatives to explore the potential for sharing, learning and practice. This is a piece where we're now reaching out to communities, to service providers, to find out what are people doing. So there are some projects that we know about, and there are other projects that happen and have done incredible work. But, and you can see why it happens. Everybody who came up here today spoke about having a project manager and how important it was to have a project manager. And groups who are doing work, who are doers, tend not to have the resources to get that work written up, to share it, to advertise it. So that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to reach out to hear about all those different initiatives that are happening so we can bring that learning together and we can look at how can we scale this up, how can we share this learning, how can we maximise the learning, I suppose, and maximise the resource that's been developed. And in order to help that, we are looking at building capacity in the community as well. So one of the pieces we're doing, for example, is we were partnering with Elevator, the DCU program. And what they're doing is they're actually looking, they're identifying people in the community who can facilitate dementia awareness sessions for financial, for transport, for retail, and also facilitate supporting carers workshops as well. Okay, developing toolkits for community groups, that kind of work. So how to get involved. And I suppose that's my part being here today, is asking people to please come and tell us about what you're doing. So you can get in touch with the National Dementia Office if you are involved in a service development or a community initiative that supports or is inclusive of people with dementia, and you'd like to share your learning and your model. Also, if you're somebody who's interested in becoming involved in or establishing an initiative in your local area, do please get in contact with us, because we're really interested in identifying what resources are out there. There's huge resource, there's people with amazing skills and knowledge, and we want to sort of increase that or grow it by bringing people together. There are my contact details. I'm assuming the slides will be available afterwards. So do please, I'm going to be here at lunchtime as well if anybody would like to grab me, have a chat. But it would be great to hear from you and to let others know that the Understand Together campaign is in this phase where they're looking at community activation, development of supports, and to please get in contact with us, because it's you who is doing the work. Thank you very much.